Excavation Profits Podcast by Excavation Marketing Pros. Interviews with successful excavation and septic business owners, revealing how they market and grow their business in today's economy. Hear directly from the most successful leaders in your business and discover what they're doing to keep their phone ringing, equipment running, and businesses booming. Now your host, Scott Andreessen.
All righty. We're going to go ahead here and get started in just a moment. Just firing a couple things up here. I see people are starting to join us. Give some quick shouts. Shouts to Cameron. Got someone joining on their iPhone. Doesn't say your name, but thanks for joining. People are starting to trickle in. And we're going to go ahead and get started here pretty much on time. I know your time is valuable, so I don't want to waste it. And let's do this. Let's go ahead and dive right in. All right. Oops. So this workshop, guys, is for excavation and septic contractors who want to maximize Meta, aka Facebook, for your ideal excavation and septic job. So who is this for? If you do excavation work of any type, if you do septic installs, even pumping, things like that, we're going to talk about what are the best types of jobs to get off of Meta and how do you do that exactly. And so if you've struggled to get results from the Meta platform, your posts are getting ghosted. It's just crickets when you post your work and there's just not high quality leads coming in. This is going to be a deep dive workshop into exactly how you set up your business for success using the Meta platform. Okay, so let's go ahead and keep it going. And so this is part of our 2024 Digital Dominance Method for excavation and septic contractors. And if you've followed us, we go through each of these each month of the whole gambit of digital marketing for excavation and septic, from search engine optimization to paid Google ads, Facebook ads, everything. We work our way around. And so we'll continue to do this. By the way, if you're new to Excavation Marketing Pros, we are dedicated to the success of excavation and septic contractors' businesses, and we do have free resources available to you. To access those, you can go to excavationmarketingpros.com/quicklinks. And some examples, we have a free excavation mastermind group, where you can go in and get free tools, training docs, and more. We have expert interviews in there. We have other training sessions. And so everything flows into that group first before anywhere else. And there's a lot of exclusive things in there that are not available to the public. So go ahead and check that out. And if you stay till the end, you'll get the new guide, How to Maximize Facebook, aka Meta, for excavation and septic. So it's a real nice walkthrough of how to set things up for your business. I think you guys will find it very helpful. You know, we only have a certain amount of time in this workshop. I'm going to try to cram as much possible into this next 60 to 90 minutes, but we won't be able to cover it all. So if you stay till the end, you will get this complete walkthrough of how to set things up as well. And by the way, if you do have questions, there is a Q&A button at the bottom. Can you guys just go ahead, type a one in there to make sure that you can hear me okay, see me okay? If you would just type a one. Awesome. I greatly appreciate that. Thank you so much, folks. And we'll keep it moving. So let's go ahead and get into it. Who am I and why should you listen to me? Well, I've got 14 years experience in contractor digital marketing, 25 years experience in professional sales. We exclusively serve excavation and septic companies. We've successfully launched hundreds of websites and marketing campaigns in this time, and I'm published author of the book, Excavation and Septic Internet Marketing Profits, which you can see there on the right. And in this time, we've learned what works. You see all the leads flowing into the CRM there, and what doesn't. You see the burning cash, because sometimes when you're marketing and advertising, it can feel like you're just straight up burning money. I know how that feels. I personally invest a lot of money into marketing myself. So it feels good when it works. When it doesn't work, it feels like you pretty much just burnt it, right? So let's fix it today. And in this workshop, you'll learn the same strategies that our excavation and septic business owners are using to generate hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars of jobs for their businesses. And so here's a CRM of some results, 391,000 total revenue tracked. Here's another one, $433,000 total revenue tracked, $1.16 million revenue tracked from internet marketing. And while I cannot guarantee you the same results as them, I can promise you the same blueprint they use through this training here today. And if you execute on these strategies you learned today, you should definitely see an increase in the quantity and quality of leads you get online from Meta. So guys, I'm curious, what's the hardest part you feel, in your opinion, about marketing your excavation or septic business online? Go ahead and type something in the QA, or if you're in our private group, go ahead and type something. I'd love to hear from you. What do you feel is the hardest part? It could be the getting leads. It could be quality of leads. Maybe you get leads and you're having a hard time converting those to actual sales. In Facebook, I'm seeing getting leads. We have another one, whoever joined, someone on iPhone, getting leads as well. So getting leads, I get it. Actually getting the flow of people raising their hand, saying, yes, I'm interested in your services. Yeah, okay. So my promise to you, by the end of this full webinar, you'll have a complete understanding of proven best practices, how to maximize Facebook's platform for ideal excavation and septic jobs. So why am I doing this? I believe in reciprocity. And basically, you know, I understand you might not be in the market to use Excavation Marketing Pro services, but maybe you know someone who does. And by this training and the tips and tricks you learned today, you know, someday in the future, maybe we'll end up working together, or, you know, you'll share this information with a friend. Who knows? But you're going to learn the latest updates with Facebook and Meta platform affecting excavation and septic contractors. And what's cool is some of these you're going to learn, you can literally take action on in seconds and start getting results. So that's going to be great for you. Five of the biggest issues that could be preventing you from maximizing leads in your area. Our proven model for bringing in high quality leads on demand and with predictability. And some of the best tools to systematize and automate the heavy lifting for you. And last but not least, stopping Facebook spam. That's a duplicate slide. Sorry. And by the way, our goal with this is to triple the sales of 500 excavation and septic companies over the next 5 years. So I need your attention, please. If you would, please turn off your cell phones, unless you're attending from an iPhone, then do not. Focus, close the door to your office, exit out of other browsers, remove distractions if you're on a computer. If you're an excavation or septic business owner and you're serious about getting better results with Facebook or Meta, the next 60 to 90 minutes is going to change your life. So does Facebook and Meta still actually matter for excavation and septic businesses, or is it just a bunch of puffery? What do you guys think? We actually took a poll of this, And we asked inside of our group, where are your best excavation leads coming from? 28% said Google or search engine optimization, and 57% said Facebook. That's coming straight from other peers, excavation and septic business owners. The majority of them are saying Facebook. So you guys are in the right spot, and we're going to get into it. And by the way, for further support, don't hesitate to go to that excavationmarketingpros.com/quicklinks. There are other helpful resources there as well. Now, if you look at this image here, it says there's a hidden SEO benefit by staying active on Facebook. And I'm going to reveal this to you in a little bit, but just having a presence on Facebook does help out your search engine optimization for your business. And I'm going to show you how to do that. But the other thing is, you look at this Google business listing, see how it says reviews from the web, and it's actually tracking Facebook reviews. That should tell you something right there too, that Google pays attention and ranks a company's credibility based on the number of reviews and the quality of reviews they have in Facebook. We can see that right there in the Google business listing. So, and I want to show you guys something else cool. In this next slide, I'm showing actual leads that come in from Facebook. And these are for different types of excavating and septic services. And so, you know, I hear people saying, you know, either a lot that they don't get leads at all from Facebook or Meta, or if they do get leads, the leads are crap. And so I want to debunk both of those myths, because these are actual leads. And I can tell you from experience that this is not uncommon. So like, here's a lead from Dallas. They're looking to install a septic tank for their house, willing to invest, and they're prepared to act immediately. Now, they put $4,500, which is actually pretty low for a septic install, but they said they're ready to move forward with a payment or a loan. They put yes. So people will fill out forms on Facebook telling you, you know, what type of buyer they are, how much they're looking to pay. And just because they put something like this, $4,500, doesn't mean that's what you have to charge them or that's the most they'll pay. So the fact that they're ready to act immediately, I think, is a big indicator. After proposal, what will they do? They put act immediately. So they just need to be sold. Here's another lead. They're looking to grade a couple acres. How willing are they to invest? They said ready to go. Once we put together a proposal and they like what they see, what will they do next? They said, I'll get two more quotes. Ha ha. Are they willing to move forward with a payment alone if they like what they see? They put yes, money is liquid. So they got money, but they're saying they want two more quotes. So this is a very, very good lead, but two more quotes says that your sales process better be top notch, which, by the way, we cover this in, if you go on YouTube and look for Excavation Marketing Pro Sales Training on YouTube, we go over exactly how to handle a sales process for a lead like this. So check that out. Here's another one. He's building a ranch house and he wants it says there's a non-sewer system. So it looks to me like he's looking for a septic installation. Oh yeah, it says up top, septic inquiry. There we go. Here's one for grading. Grade vacant lot, brush being removed. Once we put together a proposal, you like what you see, what you're going to do next. He said, schedule. Are you willing to move forward with a payment or loan? He put yes. Oops, here's another one. Small farmhouse, single bathroom. Looking for a septic install. Looking to get this done without having to make 100 different calls and figuring out estimates. I will start making moves on getting the money together. So this person is telling you they don't want to do the homework. So if you come correct and just, you know, have the right information for them, the right sales process, they're good to go. This one here, adding a mobile home. This is a septic inquiry. Ready to move forward with payment or loan. They put okay. So there are leads to be had on Meta, Facebook. Now this right here is an example of, after you qualify the lead, a little automation that's recommended. And there's other tools to do that. We've got our own app, but I want to show you this because when you get a lead on Facebook or Meta, a lot of people think that, you know, that's it. You're good to go. You know, they must want to just, you know, give you cash right at that point. You're still going to have to work a little bit. And studies show that if you don't get back in touch with that person within minutes, your odds of making the sale drastically reduce. So it's good to have an automation in place that's going to reach out to prospects on your behalf within minutes. And so, for instance, after they fill out a form here, you can see the automation says, "Hey, Jeff, just reaching out to let you know we got your quote request. I had a quick question and we'll be brief. May I call you in a little bit? Thank you so much," with the business owner name. And then that guy, Jeff, replied back, "Yes." So you see what that does? It lets your prospect know that you're on it and it gets them to engage back with you. So it's a little less cold and they're expecting your call at this point. So that all happens within a couple minutes. Now, another thing is if you look at the bottom, and I'll try and circle this, I'm going to get fancy. This information right here in the bottom right corner shows the actual Facebook ad campaign it came from. And it shows right here that it's a paid ad from Facebook or Meta, right? And so this is good to know. And the reason why this is super important for you, the business owner, is because you need to know, like, what marketing is working and what's not. And a lot of times I'll get on the phone with other excavation or septic business owners and we'll talk about their sales process and their marketing. And I'll be like, "Well, how many leads are coming from Facebook? How many leads are coming from Google?" And they don't know the answer to that. They'll know approximately what they're spending, but they won't know how many leads or their cost per lead. And a lot of times, you know, they might have like the office manager or receptionist asking here or there, "Hey, how'd you find us?" But a system like this is really what you want, because then you can see exactly where the lead is coming from down to the exact ad that brought them in. And then how we do it, I'm just showing you a little behind the scenes sneak peek, is the leads go into a sales pipeline like this, of new lead, booked appointment, had appointment, bid sent out, accepted bid, services sold, job completed, etc. And then you see right there where I highlighted, right now I'm circling in red, and it has Facebook ad form fill. This way you know like where your customers are coming from. So from the point on where they reached out to you to become a lead is tracked all the way through to the sales process. So you know down to the exact dollar and day, your profit margin from your marketing and how many jobs you've sold. Heck, you even know your cost to acquire a customer on Meta or Google Ads or whatever. So that's how we do it. So I thought that would be interesting for you to see. So yes, Facebook, it matters. And if you can clearly track, guys, your revenue and sales, then you are light years ahead of your competitors, because 95% of excavation and septic companies are not marketing their business in their way. They're not tracking sales in this way. And so they don't know how to do this. And you're going to know how to do this, which is going to give you a competitive advantage over them. Now, you heard me blab a little bit earlier about Facebook and how it affects local search engine optimization. So let me show you exactly what I mean there. And I'm even going to show you how to optimize your business using Facebook so it can appear in Google search results like you see here. Okay. So we have an example of excavation companies in Dublin, which is a city in PA or town. And you can see on the bottom there, 25 best demolition and excavation companies near Dublin. So that's the fourth ranked page organically in Google. And when you go and click on this link, which I'm going to show you in a moment, it's very similar to what Yelp looks like, is that Facebook is now putting together these listing pages of you and your competitors in Yelp style listings or Home Advisor. And so here's an example of what you see when you click on that link. It's got all the excavation and demolition companies. That's how Facebook categorizes excavation. They do demolition and excavation companies together. But you can see they categorize them and then they show up here. So in this workshop, we're going to optimize your Facebook business page. And that's going to do two things. It's going to help you in Facebook search to show up, and it's going to help you to show up in Google search. So that's two for the price of one. And you guys didn't pay a single penny to be here, did you? Awesome. Let's keep moving. So I'm going to pull back the curtain for you and show you how to maximize your Facebook business page for excavation and septic right now. So you can start driving high quality calls and leads for your business to get your ideal clients using Meta's best marketing tactics for excavation and septic. So what are the biggest changes here for 2024? The biggest changes we're seeing is AI, that Meta is all about the artificial intelligence now. And you can already use Meta's own AI to help write Facebook ads, and it's very good. So I wanted to show you an example of that. So in the top is a little ad we did right here, start of a long copy sales letter. And then these ones right below it are written in AI. And they do help to convert leads. So basically, you know, they kind of rewrite and simplify your ad copy and make it sound pretty good. And so we've been testing that and it does work. So good job. Good job to Meta. So that's pretty cool for those who say, you know, I'm not creative enough to write ads for my business or whatever. You can utilize this AI. Try it out. Facebook, some other changes, Facebook search engine optimization for local excavation and septic contractors. That's the Yelp style listings. Those are showing on the page one of Google. They now let you choose up to three categories to show up with your business page. It used to be just one. They would let you pick one. Now you can get up to three. And so for excavation, they do demolition and excavation. They've got sewer service. I know a lot of you guys do sewer repairs. They have septic service. They have construction companies. So there's several that you can try out and see how you do. Now, in terms of marketing strategies, content optimization and posts will remain a major priority for businesses looking to make use of Meta's platform in 2024. And excavation and septic businesses should pay attention to how people engage with different types of content in their areas. So this would include your videos that you do, images, and just plain text. In some areas, we see video outperforms images. And in sometimes, just plain text works best and gets the most engagement. So try that. Sometimes if you're doing posts on your Facebook page, try an image, see how that goes. Try a video. See how that goes. Then try none. Just try doing text, just plain text, and see how that goes. Finally, WhatsApp, that's owned by Facebook, and there's an integration that you can directly do with your Facebook business page that will boost the results, and it will show your ads to all those people with WhatsApp accounts. So connecting WhatsApp to your Facebook business page helps expand your reach on posts and running ads. So do that. WhatsApp is free. And this is just a little example of how you choose the three categories. It's under contact and basic info on your business page right there. So WhatsApp user base, if you're not familiar, there's 2.78 billion users as of 2024 on WhatsApp. So definitely look into getting your WhatsApp account and linking it to your Facebook business page ASAP. So how can excavation and septic contractors maximize the results quickly using Facebook? Set up your business page to convert leads. I'll show you a walkthrough of that. Choose your top three business categories you do and your best service areas. You can add up to 10 in there. Add your action button for leads based on your lead preference. You can drive them straight to your web page and fill out a form. You guys saw an example of some form fill leads I showed you. You can drive them to a messenger and chat with them that way. You could have them call. And then optimize your Facebook business page for search engines and Facebook search. Connect WhatsApp, connect your Instagram. We see a lot of people miss that step too. Facebook owns Instagram, okay, Meta, right? And so create your Instagram account and link the two together. And then when you do that, when you do posts to Facebook, you can automatically have them sent on over to Instagram. And you're going to reach a lot more people that way. Whether you're doing strictly organic posts or running ads for your business, it's going to give you a lot more punch and reach if you connect the two. Okay, so WhatsApp and Instagram both. And then start creating simple posts with a strong call to action. And consider running ads for instant results or hard to reach service areas, which I'll show you how. And then track your KPIs. I showed you how we do it. And please do that, because otherwise you're really just going to spend, you know, good money after bad, just trying to, you know, figure it out. But if you have a system in place that's going to track where the leads are coming from and you know your budget, then there's no way you can lose because you have transparency. All right. So we're going to do this live today. Step one. Just go to facebook.com/pages/create. You're going to do that from your personal profile. Create your business page if you don't have one. Pick a brand recognizable page name. You don't really want to do something like excavation company near whatever city you're in or try one of those sneaky tactics. Use your business name. And if your business name is more generic, like say Bob's Excavating, there might be others that are very similar names to yours across the US and Canada. You could go with, at that point, your name and then where you're at. That would be the only exception, is you still want to put your full company name, but then put your location if you do see someone has the same exact name as you. And then that can give you a little SEO boost too. So choose the right categories to optimize your excavation business. I showed you that. And you do have three now. They recently just updated that. You can do up to three. So demolition excavation, septic tank service, sewer service, construction company, concrete flat work. Those are all options. I'm sorry, concrete contractor. And then to edit your excavation or septic business categories, you just go right there under contact and basic info, add service area. You can add your actual locations and counties in there. And that will help the page itself to pop up on Google and in search for those people locally near you. And then also the categories you can see right there, that's where you add in your three categories. And then a pro tip on picking service areas, so you don't have to guess or try to remember, is if you go to whatever county, cities by population, if you search that in Google, it will pull up all the cities in that area. And so you can see that example here of Miami-Dade County. It's showing all the cities by population. You might want to try that approach. This way, you know, you're getting the most bang for your buck, so to speak, because you're going to have the most reach by the most population areas. Or you choose your top money-making areas and just pick those. And then here, I'm just showing you a little picture as I add them into service area. You can see you just type them in, click enter, type it in, click enter, type it in, click enter. You can even do this on a smartphone or tablet. And when you do that, your results can then start looking like this. You'll show up in the local search results for Facebook as well as in Google like that. Okay. So how cool is that, right? By the way, if you guys want some help with a Facebook analysis, we do offer one of those for free of how your business is set up on Facebook. And we do, you can go to excavationmarketingpros.com/FB, like Facebook, and we'll conduct a free search of your business name, address, and phone number across the web using your Facebook business data, Facebook business page conversion analysis and recommendations, discover your best local traffic opportunities using Facebook for your excavation or septic business, and then you'll gain new insight into both free and paid strategies using the Meta platform. So what options do excavation companies have for collecting leads using Facebook? Let's go over that. After you finish setting up your new business page or reconfigure your existing one how I showed you, you want to make sure it's set up to collect leads how you want. So Facebook gives us some new options for this. I'm going to cover those with you now. You can have them send a messenger message on chat. You can send a WhatsApp message. This is really good, by the way, for the customer or lead to send photos, that WhatsApp allows you to send photos and videos really quick and easy, that you just cannot mimic that by regular text message. So those of you who know WhatsApp know exactly what I'm talking about. The easy use of WhatsApp for sending photos and videos, there's really nothing like it. You can do calls. You can have them simply just send you an email. You can have your website URL there going straight to the website or a specific quote page. And you can do learn more. Watch now opens a website with a video. Visit group. You could start your own actual group in your local area for, say, land clearing or grading. And so those are some options. And so if you look at this existing page here, I just wanted to show you where you add your WhatsApp account and that action button for how you collect your leads. It's right there. So as soon as you go to the home page of your Facebook business page, it'll show you how healthy your page is. So you want to go for excellent on that. And that's where you link the WhatsApp account. And that's where you add your little action button right there. And you can also, this is very helpful, especially if you're out in the field, is add automations here right through the Facebook Messenger chat. So here's some options, like question number two says, what services do you offer when someone, and these will actually show up in Messenger as pre-populated questions that they can click on. And this one, if they were to click that, it says, we specialize in land clearing, septic installs, demo, brush clearing, trenching, driveway paving, road, and more around. And then you can list your counties in there. And then we always recommend leaving off with another question to kind of stay in control and keep the dialogue going. The more you can get them to engage, the better. Better chance you have of them turning into a site visit and a customer. All right, let's keep it moving. So if you go with, like, for instance, Facebook Messenger as an option, there is quite a bit of spam with that, by the way, which I'm going to show you later on how to fix. But it's great for easy communication starters. A lot of people are not intimidated by Messenger, and so you can get a lot of people to raise their hand doing, like, Facebook Messenger ads. And then just get some basic info what they're looking to do. And it's always best at that point, like, once you got a brief idea of what they're looking to do, not trying to sell them or quote them right there. Try to, unless you want to give them a ballpark figure to weed them out quick, but I recommend getting them on the phone at that point. So when they reach out to you through Messenger, that you say, hey, you know, let's transition this to a quick phone call. I just have a couple quick questions. What's your best number? And then make it easy to cut to the chase by providing frequently asked questions that people that can, for people that have a genuine interest. Facebook's default questions, by the way, they're really not good. So I don't recommend using that. come up with your own. You'll do a lot better. And add smart, frequently asked questions to eliminate looky-loos, non-qualifiers, and tire kickers. So are you guys getting all this? I've thrown a lot of information at you. Go ahead and type a one into chat or Q&A. And again, if you have questions, don't hesitate to answer them. I got a one. I'm seeing some ones. Cool, cool, cool. I'm going to keep going then. So let me give you some pro tips here, some things that will help you guys out. As leads come in to you, like from Facebook, friend the people. And I know you're thinking, oh, geez, you know, I don't know if I want to do that. But by friending them, as soon as you do that, you know, you have access to message them back and forth and it won't go to spam. And as time goes on, you really got to look at the big picture here that these people that aren't going to buy today might very well be willing to buy in a month or 2 months. So you really want to stay on good terms with people that reach out to you through Messenger or Facebook in general. So if you friend them, you have a lot of options in the future that when you run posts or ads, Meta's algorithm will run ads to those people. Your friends will see your ads. So I would start looking at your Facebook profile as more of a business and not a personal socializing tool anymore. That I can tell you firsthand, there's excavation and septic contractors that rely 90% of their business for residential excavating and septic purely on Facebook. So if you look at it as a business and not just a place to go socialize with friends, it will serve you. You will get customers from it. So as soon as you friend them, you know, they get a notification so they don't forget about you. And you'd be surprised, a lot of them, they will accept your friend request. So it's worth doing it. And when you do posts, by the way, you can choose to submit that post to all your friends and they're guaranteed to see it. Now, that's really good for specials and follow-ups and things like that. And they will continue to see your content, your posts, and ads, even if they're not looking to buy today. And you can invite your friends to like your page. I'm sure some of you have already done that. But the beauty of that is that when you run ads, okay, I'm going to share with you a top tactic here. When you start running ads, you can run ads directly to people that have liked your page and also make lookalikes of them. And so it kind of gives the algorithm for Facebook a real sense of the demographics, where these people are located geographically to help your ads target better. And that's the little invite a friends button, right? So when you're on your Facebook business page, you see right here from a computer or desktop, there's three little buttons there. You click that and you just click invite friends and you invite them all. So I encourage you to do that every couple months or so. Every month, really. Can't hurt. So how should excavation and septic contractors post on Facebook? Simple image posts work really well. Posts of you and your team work really well. Now, I know a lot of you guys will love showing pictures of your work and your equipment, and that's all well and good, but how many posts do you see of the business owner and their team? Not many, right? Like, those posts are rare, and people do business with people. And I understand you're proud of your work, you're proud of your equipment, but people do business with people. So any chance you can get to have the team together, taking pictures of you all smiling, you know, having fun at a get-together or something that humanizes your business and really establishes rapport. So videos work well too. Drone footage gets good engagement. People love that. Demolition videos get good engagement. People like seeing stuff crushed. And remember to include a unique selling proposition, a USP, and a strong call to action at the end of every post. Here's some example. 35 years experience in whatever county. You can put in sales, like huge land clearing sale ending soon. Other things that you can do would be like, how many acres have you cleared? Maybe put that in there. How many septic installs have you done over the years? Put that in there. You see what I mean? Like, there's things you can come up with that make you unique, where you could say something to the effect of, you know, we've cleared over 1,000 acres of land and have installed over 375 septic tanks over our 10 years in business, something like that, or whatever, you know, but you get the idea. Is your competitors can't say that. Now, another thing I want to share with you is why your posts may not be getting good engagement if you do posts of your work, why you're not getting leads. It could be as something as simple as you're just not posting at the right time. So, you know, are you taking pictures of your work and posting them to Facebook at 3 a.m? You know, that's not going to get good engagement. So here I put together this calendar of the best and worst times to post on Facebook for excavation and septic. And so Sunday, we can see it. The best times right there are in green. The worst times are in red. So Sunday, 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 12 and 1. Monday, 7 a.m. to 4. Tuesday, 7 a.m. to 11. Wednesday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Thursday, 9 a.m. to 4. Friday, 7 a.m. to 4, and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1. Or you could really just make this all simple. And if you look at the calendar, there is one time in particular that's always a good time. Who wants the bonus points? Can you answer that in the Q&A section? What would be the absolute best time to post based on this calendar? Can anyone tell me? I'm going to find out if you're sleeping real quick. Anyone want to take a whack at it? 9 a.m. Bingo. Good job. That is correct. So that can be your schedule. You're going to post work. What's the time? 9 a.m. So to maximize your reach and results, stick to these times and post every day. And, you know, you can automate this, guys, so you don't have to remember to do it. Now, I know you're probably thinking, I don't have time to post every day, or I won't remember to be able to commit to posting every day. Everyone feels that way, and that's what automation is for. So the systems and technology are available to do this for you. If you're interested in learning more how to automate your social posts, just type automate into chat, and we will help you out. KPI lead tracking for excavation companies and septic. What does that look like? So as you scale, it becomes virtually impossible to truly know where leads and customers are coming from without KPI lead tracking. Relying on a human to ask is prone to error, and it's very inefficient. What you should strive for is a system that gives you the following information. Exactly how many leads are coming in each month from Meta or any other channel for that matter. Which marketing channels brought me the leads? How did the leads choose to make contact? That's important as well. Did they fill out a form? Did they call? Did they text you? Did they use Facebook Messenger? What were the total bids from those leads? And that's important. And then what were the total sales from those leads? And then what was my cost per lead per marketing channel? And what is my cost to acquire a customer from each marketing channel? You should know that. If you're working with a marketing agency, they should know that. It should be very transparent, this type of information. No one should be scratching their heads. Oop. Uh-oh. Hold on. Hold the phone. This right here, I'm showing you this image here, is showing leads tracked in our CRM. And you can see that these leads are coming from Facebook, specifically Messenger. And so that's how we track it. And I want to show you very quickly, like, for instance, your cost per lead, you would take your total marketing budget divided by the total number of leads, right? And that would give you your cost per lead. So let's say you spend $1,000 on an ad budget and it gets 32 leads, then that would be, this says $31.25 per exclusive lead, but that doesn't sound right to me. I'm thinking 32 in my head, but you guys get the idea, I think. So what's the ROI? The return on investment is easy to calculate. You would just take your total sales divided by your marketing spend. So let's say you got a septic installation, $15,000 job, you spent $1,000 on ads, then you would take $15,000 divided by $1,000. And that's your return on investment. And the benefit of having lead tracking system for your excavation and septic business, you can know with certainty where your leads came from, your cost per lead, and your cost to acquire a customer from each marketing channel. So when you have all this data, you can make smarter decisions with your business and know where to invest your marketing budget. And by chance, if you're looking to sell your excavation or septic business someday, having your numbers this dialed in would greatly impress an investor. So am I making sense? Type a one into Q&A if you're getting all this. Let me check for any questions too. See if anyone has any questions. Cool, cool. Awesome. I'm going to keep it going then. By the way, we do offer a free excavation accelerator session. This is for excavation and septic companies. And what do you get if you do something like that? You get a complete analysis of your online visibility. You get a custom keyword list of the most important search terms for the jobs you want, a ranking report showing where you rank currently, analysis of online directory listings and consistency, analysis of online reviews and reputation, analysis of social presence, analysis of website conversion effectiveness. And you can get one of those by going to excavationmarketingpros.com/schedule. In which case you would come to a page that looks like this where you pick a time and that's pretty much it. And we can have a sit down and talk about it. So you guys, I would love to learn some takeaways from you from this session. What did you learn? What did you notice or what would you like to share? Does anyone have anything they'd like to share? Sharing is caring. So if we're all good, guys, I'm going to go ahead here and bring this to a close. If you need some help, just type in "let's talk" in the comments section and we can get you some help. We will have a frequently asked questions section here. So do type, if you have any questions, you guys, and you're watching this around, go ahead and type in your questions now. We have, again, if you're looking for a Facebook business analysis, how to better drive results there, you can go to excavationmarketingpros.com/FB and get the free search of your business, name, address, phone number, across the web using your Facebook business data, Facebook business page conversion analysis and recommendations, discover your best local traffic opportunities using Facebook for your excavation or septic business. And then we'll also give you new insight to both free and paid strategies using Facebook and Meta platform. Or if you want to have a deep dive into your complete online marketing and sales strategy, you could get one of our free excavation accelerator sessions where we'll go over everything from A to Z of your online marketing presence and sales strategy by going to excavationmarketingpros.com. All right. So guys, thank you so much for your time. I greatly appreciate it and I hope you got a lot out of it. And you can always schedule a call for more information. And for those that stayed to the end and you want your reward, you can go to excavationmarketingpros.com/download Facebook guide. All righty. And you get the new guide for how to maximize Facebook for excavation and septic. All right. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Hey there, excavation pros. If you enjoyed today's podcast, make sure to like and subscribe to our podcast and channel. Leave us your feedback and let us know how we did. And hey, if you're interested in taking your excavation or septic business to the next level online, make sure you visit excavationmarketingpros.com today and take advantage of our free resources and mastermind group for excavation and septic industry professionals.